kitchen over there is occupied.
Good morning. This is Guam Housing Corporation's special board meeting, board of directors meeting, January 4th. It is now 9:38. In presence, we have Director Perez, we have Director Ovales, we have Vice Chairman Flores. Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
All right, thank you. First and foremost, right, Happy New Year. We only have one thing on the agenda today, and that is the appointment of a new president. But before we do that, I'd like to thank management here, Mike, Mary, Caesar, Elisa, and Clyde, as well as Caroline. You guys did an outstanding job. You've carried the cross of GHC the last almost 6 months, and you've done a superb job. I can't ask for a better team. Thank you very much. Okay, with that, let's go ahead to the appointment of the new president. Chris, most of you know Chris Duenas. Chris, you want to say a few things?
Sure, Rob. This is certainly an honor and a privilege to be considered for this position. I know many of the staff, and as you mentioned, Mr. Chairman and board, they're extremely qualified and do a wonderful job. The end of the Camacho administration, the year and a half, I was up at Department of Land Management, and I had a chance to interact with the folks here. And then as a senator, through several pieces of legislation under Chairman Barnes, Senator Barnes and her chairmanship, we worked very closely to try to get some additional resources to Guam Housing for some of its programs and perhaps some expansion. As the governor's liaison for the last 2 years, we've continued in that direction on matters. Of course, I had a lot of responsibility external to that, but I always enjoyed meeting with the team and whatever the governor's direction was on meeting with realtors and other stakeholders within the community. It was certainly a pleasure to do that, and with your consideration, I'd like to assume the responsibilities and see what we can do to continue on the mission and to improve where we can, if possible.
Okay, very good. So with that, any board members have any questions you'd like to direct to Chris? If not, can we get a motion on the floor?
I move that we accept the his appointment by the governor. The appointment of Mr. Christopher Duenas for president of the Guam Housing Corp.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any questions on this? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, and with that, I'd like to first off congratulate you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
I've had an opportunity to talk to you, and I've known you for a while. Yeah. And it seems that we're all focused on the same thing, and that's to improve Guam Housing.
Sure.
Stay within our mandate and also the vision of the community. So thank you very much. Look forward to working with you.
Sure.
With that, I move to adjourn. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I should have. Remember, it may affect the budget.
Oh, okay. So,
could that be another session?
If him and I never talked about
it. Sorry, guys.
You just assume, right?
No,
don't want to do that.
Okay.
Is it presently budgeted?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
Are you aware of what the present budget is?
I had a conversation with the chief of staff, and if it was within the budget, what my understanding was his position on it, and the position from the administration was to assume the former salary of the last president. So,
as long as it's budgeted,
when you submit your
budget, when we have our budget, that's provided for, right? The position is provided for. What is the question?
Lower than what the president had.
Do we know what the salary is?
What's on the budget is 76,000, which is the
Okay, but what was
is there a target?
Mr. Beneventi's salary when he
left office, 95,000.
How much?
95.
So, you know, the only thing you can do, Mr. Chair, is you
so
know,
what
we cannot do, we cannot do transferring of any money here and there, so I think for now we should be able to keep that, unless...
What are we budgeted for?
72,000?
76 for the fiscal year.
For fiscal years?
Yes.
Wow.
2017.
What happened?
Wow.
It was vacant, so when we were cutting down,
why did this,
we put it in?
What was the first thing you cut?
No, not necessarily. We cut a lot.
You know, quite honestly, I was looking at him just assuming Martin's salary. That was my. Can you find a way to make that happen?
Actually, because it was vacant, the remaining of the fiscal year is enough to cover it. So
yeah.
We could go ahead and just motion it to 95,235.
Okay. Do we have to compensate Mike for any, temporary?
He was paid.
So what was your active position salary, Martins?
It was a little bit lower.
It was 91.
Yeah,
91. On the acting position.
But still, it's not 76, so.
It was 91.
Okay, so motion.
Okay, so can we get a motion on that then to have him assume? And according to our chief financial officer,
there's enough lapses.
There's enough lapses to make that difference up to the remainder of the fiscal year.
Where are the lapses coming from?
Because it was
vacant.
Oh, for a long time. For the series of the month. Okay. So I move for the compensation of the president to be.
I did.
Can you give
already?
Me, yeah,
budgeted,
you already made that, yeah.
To be as
sure.
A. Go ahead. To be as a
no, I did. I moved.
Oh,
ready?
Carry on.
Carry on.
What's the actual amount?
95,235.
Okay.
Second.
Move and seconded that we go ahead. We start the new president off with 95,235 per annum.
Is that including benefits already?
Oh, that's just salary. And then less the benefits. The benefits are already there.
But whatever
yeah.
The case is, we've got enough to cover it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. From the lapses.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion's carried.
Okay, now. President,
okay,
we need to go out and make money.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Let's go make some money.
Very good.
Well, I know there is a bill pending that's at least going to help us with some additional
to get.
I'm going to run down and get that signed.
To get an infusion of funds.
Hey, Gov. Push that one up on the list.
Say my life depends on it.
But I think
it passed.
I don't know how we are on the proxies when
yeah,
it comes to the board.
Bring it back.
That's what I'm going to
we should
make.
Be able to
I'm going
to
go bug Mike.
I think
the
last proxy was without a legal counsel. Hopefully we'll have
but
one on.
This is exactly what I'm going to ask. It's probably clear it with legal counsel because for us to establish quorum all the time, we should be allowed to do proxies, especially when we travel. So that let us accomplish more of the work rather than not being able to meet because of the absence of the membership. So I think, for me, I just do not delegate my votes, my proxies, okay? But I think if there's any standing rule as far as like proxies are concerned, whether they're going to be paid, they will be allowed, et cetera, et cetera. Now the technology allows us to go even on a FaceTime or some kind of meeting on online, right? So I think those have to be exploited, just so we will be able. There's going to be a lot of work, especially because I have a lot of work on the other board that I sit on. So it's just really frustrating not to be here and not be able to do work, only because the time doesn't allow.
You know, when I was communicating with the front office regarding Chris's appointment, I told her that the biggest issue we have is our quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And I was promised by the chief of staff
mm-hmm.
that he would put Guam Housing at the front of his list. And I told him that we need
proxies are allowed, correct?
I don't know.
Do you have any forms of proxies? Because you should have forms of proxies.
I don't want to take second guess on that until
you do?
We get legal counsel back
know,
on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They give it to the legal counsel. So we will be able to accomplish more work absent other people that are not going to be able to make it here.
I think the proxy, though, right, does not negate the fact that when we open up a meeting, we need to physically have a quorum here. The proxy only works when
like there's a vote that
when we're,
taken.
We've already got a quorum, and
yeah.
Per se, you have to leave, or she has to leave. I think that is when proxy kicks in.
I don't think so. I beg to disagree. But anyway, better to
make
it with
that, that's what the proxy
yeah.
rules are for. So.
Well, what we've done in the past is when we have some physically attending the initiative, and we've done it here in the past few years, is that whenever we have people from the
right,
this is clearly the council, so we'll be able to do that. Not that I want to do to proxy my votes, but I think we have missed a lot of meetings because people are not able to attend. So that should be able to assist Chris now moving forward in making sure that we do work. And I said, technology also allows us to be able to meet even some kind of like FaceTime or something, depending on the internet connection. But not that that all of us that don't want to be here, who doesn't want to be here and deliberate and do work. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's just not possible.
I mean, I understand that part. You know, and like with Director Angel, when he felt it was hard for him to attend, then he did the right thing and almost resigned from it.
Correct.
Guys, I've got a very busy schedule. Everybody in this room has a very busy
schedule. I'm
close
to that.
That's true.
I'm really very close to just really leaving this post
so,
as well.
You know, let's see what we can do to get you. We missed the last two board meetings, and taking into consideration it was a holiday season. So hopefully we'll get back on. Hopefully we'll also get a couple more board members on, and then we'll get a clear direction, legal direction on proxy vote. So
those are probably extenuating circumstances or matters before the board meeting happens, right? If I travel, he travels, or somebody else is traveling, those are circumstances where a lot of times you would not be able to have it. Especially, there's still a lot of boards that hasn't been filled. This board has been waiting to be filled for the longest time.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of pressing issues. Please tell the governor that.
Sure,
that,
absolutely.
That's a lot of times. We have Angel that hardly was attending any meeting because I guess the work that he does with back at home. I know, Mr. Chair, there's a lot of board that hasn't been filled.
Yeah.
But this is one. I think
great
that the governor should take into care
okay.
of as well.
You know, Mr. Chairman, although it's right now a high-profile board because it's under a lot of scrutiny, but, you know, maybe it's a bylaw issue because, you know, the education board does proxy vote. And
all the boards that I've known that I've sat on.
They do have a proxy.
Those are very important rules. As I said, proxies are not just given just for the sake of...
I know in the old days, at least during Addis administration,
right.
we had a few questions about this. And at the time, our legal counsel, which is now a judge, had mentioned that to start officially a meeting, you need to have the members present.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
So the only thing is to proxy the vote is that if there's a need to establish the decision. I got you.
And that was where the fine line was.
So if the education, if their quorum is 7, and they have 7, but then they actually go to the vote, then they can vote the 9 for the first one. I know what you're saying. Okay.
Okay, so that was brought up with her.
Sure.
So.
That makes sense. But you have my commitment to accelerate the appointment. And, but just to make it clear with the team, right, this, especially with a lot of the new requirements and stuff, and I thank you for your thankless job, really. A lot of people, it's hard to get board members now, so I understand that. So really the recommendation, please, if you know people, you know, put it in the hopper to be vetted because, a lot of folks are, you know, their experience sometimes with the legislature has been not so good, you know, sometimes it's that back and forth. So a lot of people are like, no, I'm not going to do that, Gov. And so we do need a big list so that, you know, those who will actually accept.
I've
please make recommendations.
A couple that I thought was real good.
Yeah. some people don't.
They don't want to go to that.
It just depends.
Firing squad.
Where are you hiding?
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I agree with that too.
You're a citizen of this place, so you
that's
give
right.
out whatever you need to give out for
that's
the
right.
sake of the community.
That's right.
Financial statement for what? We'll give you a disclosure.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think it's that problem. I think
a lot of the chair, a lot of the good ones that wanted, that probably could come in and help us, are just probably kick off with the legislature,
that's right.
the confirmation hearings,
they don't,
all of
they,
the...
They
all
just
of the disclosures that they need to
yeah.
do, not
yeah,
hiding anything, but I think it's a...
Cumbersome.
You see, that I have to remind myself to send my disclosures
yeah.
every certain time of the year, right?
Yeah, you know,
otherwise
some
you'll
people
be in the
don't
news.
Have a problem disclosing your information in paper, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
people do have... I know a lot of people that have a problem sitting in public and being questioned.
Yeah.
Even if they've got nothing to hide.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean... Chris and I were just talking
that's
about
intimidating,
it
believe me.
And it's, you know, I remember growing up and I was asked a question about a previous board I served on. And I thought that was funny. And the funny thing is that the very good senator that asked me that was one of my best friends until that day. Because we had at lunch and I said, look, ask me anything you want, but do not ask me about
being at the board.
Being
the prior board.
On the prior board, because that's all out in the open, but he took a chance.
And we read you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but at any rate, guys, I move to adjourn.
I second.
Oh,
somebody has to move it.
Yes,
I second.
I move.
Okay.
I go.